AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are set to speak amid growing frustration at the White House over Israel's handling of the war in Gaza. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
A U.S. official says the call will come Thursday after an Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers.
He's outraged. He's heartbroken.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and National Security Spokesman John Kirby say while Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas,
as a modern military and a democracy, they have obligations to the innocent people of Gaza, and they have not always met those obligations.
The two leaders last spoke more than 2 weeks ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks finished mixed. The Dow lost 43 points. Stocks were briefly higher after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he expects interest rate cuts this year.
We're going to do what the right thing is for the economy over time, and my colleagues and I are tightly focused on that.
Inflation has ticked up over the first 2 months of the year. Weather has hampered efforts to clear the mangled wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Colonel Este Pinchason with the Army Corps of Engineers says more ships may soon be allowed into the port of Baltimore.
As we get deeper into the channel on that far side and clear deeper wreckage from the far side of the channel, we're hoping to be able to traffic larger vessels through.
Donald Trump and the Republican Party say they raised more than $65 million in March as the former president becomes the presumptive nominee and installed new party leadership. President Biden and the Democrats have not released fundraising numbers for March, but say they brought in $53 million in February. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice says he's taking full responsibility for his part in a weekend wreck involving speeding sports cars that caused a chain reaction crash on a Dallas Highway. Four people were treated for minor injuries. This is AP News. Businesses are gearing up for the upcoming solar eclipse. The AP's Seth Soutel has the story.
What do airlines, drive-in diners, and donut makers have in common? These are just some of the businesses that are hoping to take advantage of all the excitement over the total solar eclipse that will black out the sun for a few minutes Monday afternoon across a big swath of North America. Hotels and resorts along the path of the eclipse are offering special packages. Southwest and Delta are offering special flights to view it. Krispy Kreme is teaming up with Oreos to offer a donut meant to look like the eclipse. The Donut Dude in Ohio will sell boxes of donuts showing the eclipse's stages as the sun disappears behind the moon. Sun Chips and Moon Pies are also doing their own promotions. I'm Seth Soutel.
According to tech analytics company Logitix, the average price paid for a ticket on the resale market this week was twice as high for the NCAA Women's Final Four, more than $2,000, compared to that for the men's semifinals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.